Sag es Baba Basra Perakes Mishnah Aleph. Misha Meis Vehiniach Banim Upanim. Somebody who died and left both sons and daughters. Bismayim Shana Chasim Merubim. Habanim Yirshu Vahabanos Yizon. If the property that he left was very plentiful, then the thing would be that the sons would inherit the property. As when there are sons, only the sons inherit, but the younger daughters are supported from the Yerusha. As this is a Tanai Ksuba, it is written into the Ksuba of their mother, that upon the death of the father, the sons would have to support the younger girls from the Yerusha until they reach the age of Bogeres, 12 and a half. The Chasim Mu'azim, but if the property that was left by the father was not so plentiful, he only left a small amount of property, there is not enough money there to support both the sons and the daughters until the daughters reach the age of Bogeres. Habanos Yizon, Vahabanim Yishalu Alapsah. The daughters have priority. They would be supported from the property, while the sons would go begging, they would go knocking on doors, even if they have no other source of Parnassah. The daughters have priority as they are being supported from the Tanai Ksuba. The Ksuba says that the daughters have to be supported. Admon Omer Bishvil Shani Zohar Hisabati. Admon says, because I am male, I should lose. Why should the daughters have priority? The sons also have a right to the Yerusha. Therefore, according to Admon, even if there is not enough property to support both the sons and the daughters until the daughters reach the age of Bogeres, the sons and the daughters would have equal rights to be supported from the Yerusha, and they would support themselves together until the money runs out. Amar Rabban Gamliel, Roa Ani es Divrei Admon. Rabban Gamliel says, I see the words of Admon as being correct, that the sons also have a right to support themselves from the Yerusha along with the daughters. Now the Mephoshim speak out over here that just like the daughter has to be supported from the Yerusha by the sons, as this is written into the Ksuba, so too there is a Tanai Ksuba that the Amana, the widowed wife, also has to be supported from the Yerusha by the sons. Now if there is not enough property left by the father to support both the Amana and the daughters until they reach the age of Bogeres, the Amana, the widowed wife, had priority. She would be supported while the daughters would go begging. Mesachas Baba Basra Perek Tes, Mishnah Beis. Hiniach banim ubanos v'tumtum. Somebody who died, and he left sons, daughters, and a tumtum. A tumtum is somebody who is not discernible whether he is a zohar or a nekeva. The suffix zohar, suffix nekeva. Bizman shan chasim merubim. If the father left over a large Yerusha, enough money to support both the daughters and the sons until the daughters reach the age of Bogeres, then the Zecharim can push off the Tumtum towards the Nekevah. Meaning, the Tumtum, since it's a Suffolk Zachar, Suffolk Nekevah, he would not have a right to inherit together with the males, as the males could say, bring a Raya that you're a male, and we'll give you a Chelek in the Yerusha. So they pushed him off to the Nekevah. Instead, he would only get support until the Tumtum was 12 and a half, just like Nekevahs, as Nekevahs have a right to be supported from the Yerusha until they reach the age of 12 and a half, and that is all the Tumtum would get from the Yerusha. Nechasim mu'atim, ha-Nekevahs docho so-so, etol b'char. If the father left only a small amount of property for the Yerusha, not enough to support both the sons and daughters, until the daughters reach Bogeres, which the din is in this case, like we saw in the previous mission, that the daughters are supported from the Yerusha while the sons go begging. In this case, the din would be the opposite. The females would push off the Tumtum towards the males. The females would tell the Tumtum, if you want to be supported from the Yerusha, bring a Raya, bring proof that you're a male, and since you cannot do so, you have no right to be supported from the Yerusha, and the Tumtum would have to go begging together with the male. As the Tumtum, since it's a suffix, gets the short end of the stick. Ha'imer imtaled ishti zachar yitol mana yol de zachar no tol mana. Somebody who says, if my wife gives birth to a male, that child should receive a mana. When his wife gives birth to a male, the child would receive a mana 100 zuz. As even though we have a cloud, we have a rule that hamizake the uper lokana, somebody who makes a kinyan to be mizake to an unborn child some money or property, the Kenyan is not valid, but that's only if he is making the Kenyan to an unborn child that is not his own child. But in this case, that he is making a Kenyan to his own child, in this case, even though the child is unborn, the Kenyan is valid. Nekeva Masayim, Yolda Nekeva Nutella Masayim. Somebody said that if my wife gives birth to a female, she should receive 200, make the Kenyan to this effect. When his wife gives birth to a female, she would receive 200 zuz. Im Zachar Mana, im Nekeva Masayim. The Yolda Zachar Unekeva. Zachar Nutel Mana. Vanekeva Nutella Masayim. If somebody said, if my wife gives birth to a male, he should receive 100 zuz. And if she gives birth to a female, she should receive 200 zuz. And his wife gave birth to twins, a male and a female, the zachar would get 100 zuz, and the female would get 200 zuz. Yolta tumtum in a noito. In this case, that he said if it's a male, he should get 100, and if it's a female, she should get 200. And his wife gave birth to a tumtum, a suffix zachar. Suffix nekeva, the tumtum would not get any money at all, not even a mana, even though mimana shas. In either case, he should get at least a mana. This kind of holds that the father did not have in mind to be mezake the money to a tumtum at all. Im amar kol masha teilet ish the yitol, hareze the yitol. But if somebody says that anything that my wife gives birth to should get some money, in this case, even if she gives birth to a tumtum, the tumtum would get the money. Bim ein sham yoresh elahu, yoresh etakol. If somebody dies and has only one child, which is a tumtum, the tumtum would inherit all the property, as whether he is a male or a female, he has a right to the Yerusha, as a female is Yoresh her father, if there is no male, as you should not think that a tumtum has a din in itself, and it's not considered either a male or a female, and doesn't have a right to be Yoresh at all. The Tana tells us that is not the case, and the tumtum is Yoresh, the property of the father, if there are no other children.